Nikki, N-I-K-I, West, W-E-S-T, 83071, today is 1524. Nikki is a 52-year-old school teacher, married, has three children of her own, three children of her husband that have a mixed family, and 10 grandkids. She comes in today for a follow-up of hypertension. Recently, her sister was diagnosed with colon cancer. Also, she's concerned about a dizziness she had at school. One time, she got very dizzy. She's also concerned about kidney stone because a month ago, she ended up in the emergency room with severe flank pain. It got better after she urinated. In the ER, they couldn't find any stone, but they told her she needs to have that followed up. And the fact that she needs a colonoscopy, she had one 9 years ago, and she needs another one now, especially with her sister having a kidney colon cancer, period. Other issues are a strong family history of stroke, heart attack, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease. She did have mild calcification last year on her carotid artery that needs to be rechecked, period. Her mammogram is, by the way, up to date. She's already been referred for a colonoscopy for maintenance examination. Medication like Lisinopril, 20 milligram Wednesday, and ProAir PR and allergy non-COVID immunization. Up-to-date medical problems, hypertension, asthma. Review of system as above. She's already gained about 20 pounds. Last visit a year ago, last blood work showed a cholesterol of 216, and B12 within normal limits, H. pylori negative. She has no history of sleep apnea. Surgery, hysterectomy, 1997, C-section, cholecystectomy, history of fatty liver. Social, once again, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married. She's a school teacher. She teaches fourth grade math. Family history, strongly positive for, again, stroke, hypertension, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease. She's alert, she's awake. Weight 178 pounds, up 20 pounds, 100%, 98.3, 18, 64, 124 over 69. Heart deposits, humbles are still lungs, fewer bronchi, abdomen soft, TM, slight fluid noted behind the TM, skin shows no rash, rum, mucosa, with allergological nerve focal. No extremity shows no edema. As far as patient's hypertension, blood pressure control, continue with lisinopril. As far as dizziness, we looked at her carotid. There's a minimal calcification noted. Next number, benign positional vertigo most likely. I recommended Claritin, antivert. Check blood work, check TSH in face of weight gain and pedal edema. Next number, no evidence of sleep apnea. Next number, keep a diary of her blood pressure to make sure it doesn't go too high or too low. Next number is no evidence of orthostasis. Next number, check blood work. Next number is increased cholesterol. Next number is because of her fat hypertension. We looked at her kidneys, though, within normal limits. Next number, she recently was diagnosed with, her family was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, her daughter, so we looked at her thyroid. There was no evidence of cancer or no nodularity, no change from last year. Next number is carotid stenosis, looks the same. Next number, as far as arm pain and leg pain, appears to be musculoskeletal. Next number is reevaluate next week. Next number is we'll bring blood pressure in hand. Next number is we'll have blood work done at that time as well, with that we'll go over. Thank you. Oh, next number is no evidence of kidney stone noted on the ultrasound of her bladder and or kidneys. Next number, drink juice of one lemon daily. That would prevent any further kidney stones as well. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.